Welcome to Monmouth Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. This season, you can follow the Hawks home and away as we'll broadcast all of their games on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and stream them live at shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's broadcast is made possible by the Monmouth University Department of Athletics in conjunction with Town Square Media New Jersey. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for tonight's game.
And a very good Thursday evening to everyone listening right now on 1310, 1160 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. We're happy to bring you another broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball as tonight the Hawks host St. Francis, Pennsylvania in a crucial Northeast Conference contest at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Joined by Matt Harmon tonight, I am Eddie Acapinti, and we're very happy right now to welcome one of the Monmouth University assistant coaches into our broadcast area to break down the Red Flash, Coach Brian Reese. Coach Reese, first of all, thanks for joining us. You scouted the St. Francis Ball Club. We've already seen them once early in the year in early December. What has changed from this team since when the Hawks played them in early December in Loretto till now?
Well, they lost a few after us, like around five or six games, and they win one, and then they'll lose another four or five games. But they're a good team. They go out there, they play hard. We just want to go out there and just match their intensity this time, because last time we was at their place, they came and got a big jump on us. We shot a lot of three-pointers. We want to get away from that. Coach had us, had the team doing a lot of more driving and pitching and getting more drives and just not settling for the three-point shots.
Coach, you know, it's kind of like the, I know it's still early on in a way in the NEC, but it's kind of like the midway point right now of the schedule. And with such a young team, it's looked to me over the course of the last couple games that maybe some of the freshman guys are going through that early year, you know, mid-season kind of drought. How do you, with having so many younger guys contribute to the roster, how do you get them motivated day in, day out?
Well, just basically just try to stay fundamental, stay doing what we've been doing from the beginning, and just build habits on what we're trying to teach them. The main thing we're trying to teach them right now, we feel like they have a good offensive scheme, and they're learning much better, the plays much better, but our defense. We have to really stay on the help line, help each other, and just have each other back a little bit more. And those are the things we try to do every day in practice. And I think the freshmen have been showing us that as of lately.
Hey, Coach, it seems as though the Hawks have played so much better at home than they have on the road. How important is it, this game and then Saturday against Robert Morris, these two home games against teams that you've already played, moving forward to get your team some confidence and some momentum?
Well, it was really important. I mean, having the fans behind us and the students, and we're going to have the students here, because the last few home games we had, we didn't have students here. We only had one game with the students here. And I'm not saying that we didn't have a big crowd, but we had enough people here supporting us, and I think the guys really like to play at home anyway. So hopefully they'll come up with a good win today if they play hard.
Coach, what happened last week to Carolina? They got bombed at home by Florida State, or I should say on the road. That doesn't happen very often to the Tar Heels, right?
Well, in the middle of the season, it can happen. It's the ACC. You never know what can happen in the ACC. I mean, when I was there, Florida State, they beat us in the middle of the season. I think the big thing with Carolina, I know how Coach Williams prepared. You know, the main thing is let's get the tournament, ACC tournament, out of the way, and we get that done, and then we're going to have a good NCAA run.
I can see it kills you, though, those games like that happen every once in a while.
I think he was trying to get me there. I'll stay easy about it.
Well, I'm sure the Tar Heels are going to figure it out, and Coach Reese, thanks for joining us. I'm sure the Hawks are going to figure it out as well. Good luck tonight against St. Francis.
I appreciate it, Eddie. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
That's Monmouth University assistant men's basketball coach Brian Reese. Always happy to have members of the staff join us in pregame. I like that. Not letting anything get by him a little
well,
bit.
Well, I mean, I have some Carolina roots. My sister was a graduate of there, so I like throwing those questions in every once in a while. I mean, that was a score. It's one thing to lose, but, man, I mean, they got bombarded.
Oh, it was a throttling.
By Florida State, and that doesn't happen very often. But, you know, as Coach said, it can happen really in any league, whether it's the ACC or the NEC. And I know our focus here is St. Francis, PA, but wanted to have a little fun with them talking about that. But this, Eddie, as you and I both know, this shapes in to be an extremely important game. I didn't ask him because I don't want to put him on the spot about this part of it. But if you are the Monmouth coaching staff, I think it's natural at this point, the idea is to get yourself into the NEC tournament where only the top eight teams qualify. So at some point, you start to count how many games you think that you can win. And despite the score of the first time these two teams played, which was a blowout for the Red Flash, I think you have to circle this game if you're Monmouth and say, this is one that we can get, and in a way, we have to get if we have any chance of qualifying in the top eight.
I know it's something we do. Driving back from our broadcast, you start looking at the scoreboard and the schedule, and you start matching up to see, well, who's playing who, and how are they going to fare against them? But it's real easy. Monmouth needs to win tonight to keep alive hopes of a potential bid in the Northeast Conference Tournament. MU comes into the game at 3-16 overall, 1-5 in the NEC. St. Francis comes in 4-13, 3-3 in the league. But their biggest win of the season, last time out, 74-71 over Quinnipiac. Matt, before that, they had their second six-game losing streak of the season, including in those some NEC games. So we have a Red Flash team that comes in to the MAC tonight, who's been horrendous away from home. They're 0-9 away from DeGaulle Arena. But that one last time out against Quinnipiac, again, 74-71 in a team that we just watched scores. We haven't been able to figure out really any teams in this league after the top three or four.
And right now at 3-3 in the NEC, they're in pretty good shape in terms of what they, you know, for them, this game is extremely important too, because you have to figure that towards the end part of the season, PA and Monmouth could be among those teams threatening for that final spot. So if you're a St. Francis and you can sweep, you obviously have the big edge in the tiebreaker, because these are games that they play each other twice. Not you don't play everyone in the league two times. So if you can sweep, that gives you the tiebreaker as a huge, huge advantage.
The Red Flash come into this game. They average just over 60 points a game. They're led by Scott Etherton. Matty averages 14.4 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. He shoots 65% from the floor. And how about this for a statistic? He's the only player in the NEC to rank in the top five in shooting percentage, scoring, rebounding, and block shots. Well, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I know he could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, good all-around player, and it'll be certainly a guy that Monmouth will have to keep their eye on tonight. You know, this St. Francis team had their best player, Umar Shannon, lose basically the entire season after he put up a great first game performance against VCU. He scored over 20 points and then blew his knee out the next night. So I think you have to give a lot of credit to what St. Francis has done this year and their coaching staff. They've been able to at least rally the troops in the NEC. Their overall record not great, just 3-13, but all three of those wins have come in the Northeast Conference, and that's really the most important thing for them. And I would think they have some confidence. You know, they had Etherton, who put up 16 points against Monmouth last time out, so he should be a big factor in this game. But as we heard Coach Reese say, the game plan tonight is expected to be a bit different from when it was last time, when Monmouth shot a pretty good number of three-pointers, 20 for the game. So maybe they limit that a little bit more, try to dribble jive a little bit, and kick to the outside. And that mid-range jumper becomes a bit more important tonight.
And I think it's a matter of when to shoot the three. As we've seen in the last couple of games, MU been more focused at getting to the basket and then shooting him either in transition or more of necessity than anything else. The Hawks come into the game only shooting three-pointers at a 30% clip this season. They've hit 101. They've attempted over 330. The opposition, however, shoots 38%. And look at the St. Francis team that shoots it at about 35%. So could we make the A case that three-pointers could be very key, because the Red Flash might have two guys that can shoot it really well in Ollie Jackson and Anthony Irvin, two of the starters for Coach John Friday.
Well, I think there's so many keys to the game tonight. You know, for Monmouth, they have played pretty well at home. They have two of their three wins here at the MAC, so you hope that they can rally some support. It should be, at least on paper, it should be a good crowd, because the students are back. This is the first home game, so a lot of the student body hasn't yet seen Monmouth even play. So you would think maybe they kind of turn themselves out tonight, put together a pretty good effort in terms of crowd support, which will be extremely important for Monmouth, because playing and winning games at home in any league is important, but especially here in the NEC.
Monmouth has dropped four in a row leading up to this game. MU's last win was at home. They defeated Mount St. Mary's back on January the 5th, 73-59, before playing tough but losing to Wagner, Harvard, and then last weekend in Brooklyn, St. Francis, New York, and LIU Brooklyn. By the way, that's going to take some time to get used to. because I really wanted to call him Long Island a couple times for word variation.
Can't do that.
Can't do it anymore.
Nope.
LIU Brooklyn, and I'll tell you something else. New name or not, they might be the best team in the league. They've got the two best forwards I've seen all year in Julian Boyd and Jamal Olasaware. And I made the point on the broadcast, I wouldn't mind seeing those guys play for the Giants one day with how good they are in the front court. But let's keep the action on this St. Francis team. And a team that comes in, you could argue, equally as desperate as Monmouth to get a win in the league. Because as we say, MU looks at this game and says, well, we should probably beat St. Francis. They probably look at it the other way and go, we should probably beat Monmouth.
Well, especially based off of the fact that the two teams have already played, and it was a blowout win for PA. And I think that was, if you look at how Monmouth has played at different points of the season, I think that game that St. Francis lost in early December was probably the one that a lot of people kind of scratch their head a little bit and say, how did Monmouth lose by 22 to St. Francis PA? Because the Red Flash traditionally are not among the top teams in the NEC. So you think maybe confidence-wise St. Francis would have the edge, but you'd have to think for Monmouth, knowing that this one's so important in terms of getting a win, establishing a chance that maybe you have an opportunity to qualify in the top eight of the NEC. You know, the mindset has to be, we have to go and get this one. I would think that what we see out of Monmouth tonight is a very spirited effort.
The Red Flash put out a young lineup, two sophomores and a freshman, combined with a junior and a senior. We will have one change to the Monmouth University lineup, it looks as though, as the starting lineups have been posted to the boards here in the Multipurpose Activity Center. It looks as though Monmouth will go with a starting lineup of Dion Nesmith and Jesse Steele in the backcourt. They'll be joined by Austin Tillotson for a three-guard alignment. And then the front court, interestingly enough, it looks to be Ed Waite and Phil Waite. Marcus Ware will not start tonight. If what we're looking at is accurate, and we'll take a look at the St. Francis lineup, they'll go with a very young backcourt of Cameron Ritter and Ollie Jackson. Anthony Irvin will join them. Ritter and Jackson, a sophomore and a freshman, Irvin a junior. And then the front court will be John Taylor, a 6'7 senior from Maryland, and 6'8 sophomore Scott Etherton from Hershey, Pennsylvania. He, again, the leading scorer on this St. Francis ball club. The Red Flash come in. They're 4-13 and 3-3 in the league. MU is 3-16 and 1-5 in the NEC. But MU 2-3 at home. On the road, they're 1-10. St. Francis, well, they're 4-4 at home. That's about 6 hours west. They are 0-9 on the road, including 0-2 in league play. So we've got two teams tonight, you could say desperate for the win. I choose to say they could both use a win in league play moving forward, as the conference tournament is about, say, 5 weeks away or so. Got to get through January, got to get through February, and then you got the dog days coming up, and then early March is that NEC tournament. What we'll do now is we'll step out for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll reset the starting lineups and be ready for the tip between the St. Francis University Red Flash and the Monmouth University Hawks. And you'll listen to it on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, which isn't surprising since every major credit card company has nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up with those minimum payments, which can take up to 30 years to pay off. But thanks to a powerful program that's available nationwide, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are Credit Guard of America, a nationwide nonprofit organization helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for the last 20 years. Call 800-670-5360. The call and information are free.
I cut my monthly payments by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-670-5360 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-670-5360. That's 800-670-5360. Again, 800-670-5360.
Are you really comfortable with your finances and confident about your retirement years?
Can you be certain you won't outlive your money or lose it to a nursing home?
Hi, this is Jeannie Richards. Please join Bob and me every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Managing Your Money, brought to you by EPA Financial Services Corp.
With over 30 years' experience in financial planning, we can help you plan your future, protect your assets, and invest wisely.
experts predict that managing your money will only get harder in the coming years.
So call us today for a free initial consultation to see if we can help you achieve your goals.
Call us at 286-1000. We'd love to hear from you. That's 732-286-1000. 286-1000.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit EnvisionEyeCare.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Back with you courtside at the Multipurpose Activity Center on campus at Monmouth University for tonight's game between the Hawks and the visiting St. Francis Red Flash. We'll reset the starting lineups for both teams. First for the visiting Red Flash, again, a young backcourt of Cameron Ritter and Ali Jackson, a sophomore and a freshman. Their front court is a junior, Anthony Irvin, John Taylor, a senior from Bowie, Maryland, and Scott Etherton, a 6'8 sophomore from Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Hawks will go with the same three guards that they've started for the majority of the second half of this season, Deion Nesmith, Jesse Steele, and Austin Tillotson, and a shakeup in the front court as the weights, Ed and Phil, will get the start tonight. Marcus Ware will not start this evening. And we have what is to be really a busy stretch here in the Northeast Conference. Matt, we're back to the traditional Thursday, Saturday men's schedule and what is proving to be a busy night in the league.
Yeah, extremely busy with everybody playing, everything really getting up and running just as we are at 7 o'clock tonight. Bryan playing at Central Connecticut State. FDU is home tonight for Robert Morris, the FDU side. The only winless team right now in the Northeast Conference. Quinnipiac plays at Sacred Heart. Big matchup there of teams that are trying to keep their hopes alive for the top eight. Mount St. Mary's playing at LIU Brooklyn. And St. Francis, New York, entertaining Wagner. That should be a very fun game up in Brooklyn.
Kind of all pointing towards what you could say is the biggest game in the league up to this point. Saturday, LIU Brooklyn, Wagner. That game is going to be a huge game. It's going to be on ESPNU. That probably shapes up, Matt, to be the best NEC game, non-championship game, in a long time.
Yeah, certainly. And I think you could make the argument that a lot of the games this year, you could probably put a star next to. You know, you hope that that game turns out to be good since it is on ESPNU and both teams put on a good showing, not just for themselves but for the league. But, you know, factor in teams like Robert Morris and Central Connecticut State. I think anytime any of those top four teams play this year, it's going to be a lot of fun for what's going on in the league.
As both teams being announced right now here at the Multipurpose Activity Center, we would like to remind everyone that for the latest on the Monmouth University men's basketball team and all Hawks athletic teams, visit the online home of the blue and white, GoMUHawks.com. Also, don't forget, take a look over at ShoreSportsNetwork.com, not only for live broadcasts over the internet, but also on the Monmouth University basketball blog that I'll be maintaining all season long. It goes very nicely with your Monmouth football blog. And we've got signing day right around the corner. Big day for the blue and white football program in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if you pay attention to some of the reports, Monmouth able to get some verbal commitments over the course of the last couple of days from various areas, not just New Jersey players. So it should be a lot of fun coming up in February. Hopefully we'll be able to do that signing day special that we did last year and start to look ahead towards the 2012 football campaign.
Still a basketball season to be played, and you could say again, this one of, if not the biggest game in the year up till this point. And Matt, not really sure why Marcus Ware is not starting. Ed Waite getting the start with Phil Waite. And we've rarely seen the weights start together after those first couple games of the year.
Well, what I did hear a bit before the game was I don't think that Marcus practiced yesterday. Not sure if it was due to an academic class issue, not in a bad way. I'm not sure if he had a responsibility that he had with one of his classes early on in the semester here, or if they just decided to maybe give him a day of rest. You know, he has been playing a lot of games and a lot of minutes and still not at 100%. And the last time you and I had worked together was last Thursday up at St. Francis, New York, and he looked like he was a bit sluggish with that long stretch of games. And from what I know, the coaching staff has a rule: if you don't practice the day before a game, you do not start. He will play tonight, though. I do know that.
Marcus Ware not starting today as St. Francis takes the court in their road red uniforms. Red flash and white across the chest. Number in white on the front and back. The Jumpman on the right chest. SFU down at the bottom of the pants. Monmouth comes out in their home whites. Monmouth in midnight blue across the chest. Number in Monmouth barrier font on the front and back with blue stripe down the left and right side. It'll be Scott Etherton and Phil Waite to jump things up. St. Francis moving left to right, Monmouth right to left. And we're ready for NEC basketball at the MAC. Tip is controlled by St. Francis. It goes out of bounds. And they say it goes off of Phil Waite, so it'll be Red Flash basketball.
Defensive pressure tonight for Monmouth will be key, as we heard from Coach Brian Reese before the game. We've got to really make sure that St. Francis doesn't have a whole lot of easy chances.
Ritter gets stripped from Steele at half court. Jesse races to lay it in, and I think Ritter is injured as he is limping on that right foot. It looked as though he turned his ankle just crossing half court.
Yeah, and in doing so, kind of lost track of where the basketball was, and Jesse Steele was able to pop it away, get the steal and the early basket.
So Stephen Wyatt will come into the game, the 6'1 freshman from Jersey City, who won't get credit for a start, but he's into a game 16 seconds in because of the injury to Cameron Ritter. Ollie Jackson will inbound. Monmouth picking up full court press. They inbound to Anthony Irvin. It's a long starting lineup for St. Francis. An entry pass intercepted by Ed Waite. MU wants to run. Ed ahead of the pack to Phil Waite, who does a good job just to catch and bring it down. As now Tillotson has it top of the key. Steele will pump it a three in the left wing. Step in for two. No good off the back iron. And the rebound to Irvin.
Well, good defensive pressure so far. Two early steals. We said that mid-range jump shot going to be important. Steele able to pull the trigger, but couldn't get it to go down.
John Taylor dribbles it over to the right wing. Top of the key, it's Wyatt, who came on for the injured Ritter. Jackson free for a baseline jumper. He knocks it down.
That time Tillotson a bit slow coming around the screen set by PA down on the baseline. Either has to get there quicker or have a better defensive rotation.
2-2. We've played 1 minute here at the MAC. Phil Waite. Basketball on the left wing. Jesse Steele now has it. He'll dribble into the right corner. He'll pick it up and have to go to the top of the key to Deion Nesmith. Swing it left side to Tillotson. He'll leave for Nesmith top of the key. Swing it down to Steele. They move it down low. Phil Waite. Catch. Little turnaround. Jumper's good for Phil.
Good interior move that time by Phil Waite. You know, you think that you can maybe get something out of him tonight. He's got the size advantage on just about everybody in the NEC. Etherton, who's big size at 6'8", but Waite, a couple inches bigger, took advantage of it there.
The freshman, Ollie Jackson, has it left wing, and he's called for an offensive foul. He cleared on Austin Tillotson with his off arm, and the freshman from Dallas will pick up a foul. Mike Myers' kid quickly off the bench and into the game. He'll take Tillotson out. So we have both teams making substitutions just over a minute and a half in. Monmouth leads 4-2.
And I would have to imagine that Tillotson with the early hook because of that easy basket St. Francis got down to the corner, and he was a bit slow coming around with some defensive pressure.
Keep an eye out for the Red Flash changing defenses. Here they're in a man-to-man as Deion Nesmith has it between the circles. We'll go on the right wing, Jesse Steele, 20 on the shot clock. Swing it back to Nesmith. He'll drive left baseline side, pick up his dribble. Go to Ed Waite at the right elbow. Ed, nice crossover move. Puts up a righty hook, no good. Off the backboard, no good. Loose ball, Ed Waite offensive rebound. Put back, no good. And Etherton clears for the Red Flash.
Well, the good and the bad there. Ed Waite's got to be able to put one of those shots down. Phil Waite, nice job of keeping the ball alive.
Head of the pack, John Taylor, does a good job just to catch and maintain. As Ollie Jackson will now left-hand dribble. Back to the top of the key, he'll hand off for Wyatt. Wyatt has Steele on him with 18 on the shot clock. MU leads 4-2. It's a high ball screen from Etherton. Kicks it out. Taylor. 18-footer on the way. Good. We're all tied at four. We played 2.5 minutes here at the MAC. We're all square. Four all. Jesse Steele between the circles for the Hawks with a left-hand dribble. Now go over to the left wing. It's a high ball screen from Ed Waite. They go into the corner to Mike Myers' kit, who goes to Ed Waite right elbow. Skip past the Steele. Into the corner to Nesmith. Three on the way for Deion. No good. Back iron. The rebound batted around. John Taylor pulls it down over Phil Waite. Long outlet pass to Wyatt. Lob to Etherton, and it's 6-4 PA.
Well, that right there is just a case of Etherton a little bit quicker getting down the floor than Phil Waite, and PA with a nice job of recognizing it.
16:45 to go here, first half. The Red Flash lead Monmouth 6-4. Jesse Steele has the ball in the left wing. Entry pass for Phil Waite, knocked away by Etherton. Jackson with an outlet pass to Wyatt. 3-on-2 if he hurries. Pull up at the foul line, on the way. No good off the back iron. And the rebound, Nesmith. Dion will go up ahead to Jesse Steele. Jesse will pump it a three. Leave one to Phil Waite. Phil, 16-footer. No good. Ollie Jackson with the rebound for the Red Flash.
Almost had to take that shot, even though certainly out of his range. We don't see Phil take too many 16-footers.
Etherton will dribble to the left wing. Top of the key, Jackson with 22 on the shot clock. Into the corner, Irvin gets free, pumps down, and goes in the block to Etherton. He'll move on Phil Waite. His shot partially blocked, and then the rebound comes down to Taylor, out of bounds off of Nesmith with exactly 16 seconds to go in the first half.
Nice
16 minutes.
Nice defensive job that time by Phil Waite, as even though Etherton had it on the low block in good position, all he did was stick his hands up rather than lean in, avoided getting the foul, and even though PA keeps the basketball, they'll have to work hard here the next 13 on the shot clock.
The next whistle will get us our under 16 media timeout. The inbound to Irvin, quick pull to a three from the left wing, no good, back iron. Tipped rebound comes down to Phil Waite. Outlet pass to Steele. Nice cross-court find to Tillotson, who's come in. He's brought Ware in as well. Myers kick for three. No good, way short. Tillotson offensive rebound. Austin reverse, no good. Etherton pulls it down for St. Francis. Irvin will rush it up court to Jackson. He'll pump it a three on the right wing. Now go top of the key, Etherton. His three is on the way. That's no good. Phil Waite with another rebound.
Looked awkward shooting that from the outside. Both big guys have each taken one of those long-range jumpers, and I imagine we won't see many of those tonight.
Myers kick goes down low to Marcus Ware. Top of the key, Jesse Steele open for three. In and out, no good. Myers kick offensive rebound. Mike will now try to kick it out. It's knocked out of bounds by Jackson, and that'll get us to our first media timeout. It's been a sloppy couple of minutes, huh?
Very. Got to be able to, again, make shots when you have open looks. And Monmouth right now with a pretty poor shooting percentage.
St. Francis leads the Hawks 6-4, 15-18 to go first half. We'll step out for 1 minute here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, rosters, stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
15 minutes, 18 seconds left in the first half here at the Multipurpose Activity Center. St. Francis leads Monmouth 6-4. It's been an ugly first couple of minutes of basketball. The Hawks will inbound again. Monmouth moving right to left alongside Matt Harmon. I'm Eddie Acapinti here on the Shore Sports Network. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering this evening's broadcast. The Red Flash, Matt, come out in a 1-3-1 as Monmouth will try to break it. Mike Myers kick into the lane. Floater no good. Tipped ball as I believe Ritter got a hand on it. Out of bounds. He's back in the contest. It'll be Hawk basketball.
Fresh 35 to work with, but boy, Monmouth has really struggled shooting the basketball. They are under 20% now from the field at 2 of 11.
Comes down to making shots at a certain point. We've played 5 minutes exactly in this first half. The Hawks trail 6-4. Jesse Steele has it on the right wing. Top of the key, Myers kick. They swing it along to Tillotson on the left wing with 25 on the shot clock. Now Mike Myers kick has it on the right wing. Steele will go in the corner to Tillotson. Baseline drive for Austin. He knocks over a PA player, and he'll be called for an offensive foul as they get Austin for knocking over, I believe, Etherton.
Player control foul, call number 23.
Tillotson, I think, just got stuck in no man's land a little bit down on the baseline. He went up in the air, and PA was posted up pretty well down on the block. There was certainly contact. And again, Monmouth struggling offensively so far tonight.
14:30 to go first half. Well, both teams really struggling. It's 6-4. Etherton in the left wing. Skip pass over to Irvin. Now on the right side with Myers Kidd on him. 15 on the shot clock. He'll drive baseline side. Myers Kidd stays with him. Skip pass. Top of the key. It ends up to Wyatt. He dumps it down low to Etherton, who had turned his head because he thought Wyatt was going to shoot, and he should have. He was wide open. That turnover will give it back to MU.
I mean, think about what we're looking at right now. We've played about 6 minutes worth of the first half, and we've got 10 total points on the board. Mama shooting 18%. PA just about 40%, so neither team lighting it up. Just waiting to see if Monmouth can enjoy being back at home where they've played so well so far this year.
Steal between the circles with 20 on the shot clock. Lob for Mike Myers. Kitt will tie this game at 6. That'll get everybody up.
Well, that's a pretty good way for a high percentage shot on a night where you're struggling a little bit early on shooting the basketball. Great vision from Steele. Myers Kitt saw that he could make the back cut as St. Francis a bit confused that time defensively.
Top of the key, John Taylor. He'll try to lob for Irvin. Irvin will catch and flip it to Etherton. He'll lay it in. What an athletic play by Anthony Irvin. I'm sorry, 13:25 to go here in this first half. It's an 8-6 lead for St. Francis. Jesse Steele dumps it into the corner. Myers Kitt from 14 will tie it up at 8. Mike with his second strong effort. Matt, he was so good against LIU. He's starting hot today.
Yep, mid-range jump shot that time. Pretty comfortable shooting it in the corner. Back-to-back hoops for Mike Myers Kitt.
Ritter gets free down low. Kicks it over to Taylor. They now go back to Ritter. They swing it all the way into the corner. Wyatt for 3. No good, short. Ware had the rebound and lost it. Taylor now has it. It's knocked out of bounds by Ware. It will remain with the red flash. Ed Waite, Deion Nesmith check back in with 12:56 to go in the first half.
That always seems to be the way. This rotation continuing to evolve for Kitt Rice and his staff. You know, working guys in and out of the lineup, giving guys breaks, trying to keep everybody fresh.
The inbound is intercepted by Myers Kitt. A 4-on-2 if MU hurries. Nesmith ahead of the pack lays it in. MU now up 10-8.
Mike Myers Kitt has been a different player since coming off the bench. He brings instant energy when he steps on the floor.
Back the other way. It's turned over. Wyatt loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Hawks. Leading 10-8. 12:40 to go here in the first half. The offense picking up a little bit now. They had no choice, right?
A little bit.
We cracked into double figures.
Yep.
Steele, left-hand dribble between the circles with Ritter on him. Flips it over in the right corner to Myers Kitt. Baseline drive. Now goes to the top of the key. Skip past the Nesmith in the left corner. Deion loses it. Now double teamed right away. Nowhere to go. Has to step through. And what's the call? I believe a timeout will be called, I think. Yes. By Nesmith. That'll be a 30-second timeout. Assessed to Coach Rice and Monmouth University. We'll keep it right here. 10-8 Monmouth leads. That Hawk shooting percentage up to 36%, so it's creeping up.
It's getting there, you know, and a couple of baskets by Mike Myers Kidd in a variety of ways. He had the alley-oop dump and then the mid-range jump shot, so good to see him get involved right away off the bench. And, you know, to kind of continue the point, since he made his move from the starting lineup to the bench, he has been just what Monmouth needed. He gives some scoring punch off the bench. And even though rotation-wise, he'll play probably as many minutes as just about anyone who might start the game, you need that sixth guy to come off the bench and do just that. He has a perfect game for that role. Come off the bench, instant offense, just made a nice steal down there as well. So he can do some good things. And the thing that I've liked about him is his game has gone up since he went to the bench, not gone down, which would happen with a lot of guys.
Especially a lot of seniors who have been used to playing a lot. The attempted lob to Myers Kitt, not complete. Marcus Ware will dive to keep it to MU possession. He does. Ed Waite, loose, can't get it to go, but he's fouled after a bit of a scrum on an inbounds play. Ed Waite will have a couple of free throws.
Well, so many things have come from some of the defensive pressure for Monmouth tonight. And in a case like that, Marcus Ware giving his body up, make sure that Monmouth keeps possession of the basketball. I love the creativity on the inbounds, even though the lob for Mike Myers Kitt didn't work that time. You know that MU trying to get the crowd involved here on this Thursday night.
Ed Waite misses his first free throw. Monmouth still leads 10-8. Ed is just under a 60% shooter from the foul line. Will Campbell will check in. He'll take out Jesse Steele. 12:11 to go in this first half. It's a two-point Hawk lead. Ed Waite's second free throw is good. MU now up 11-8. It's Ed Waite, Will Campbell, Marcus Ware, Mike Myers, Kitt, and Deion Nesmith on the floor for the Hawks. Ritter picks up his dribble. We'll have to now go to Wyatt, who gets it over to Irvin Myers. Kitt just missed the steal as the Etherton gets it. Skip pass into the corner. Cameron Ritter for three. No good. Back iron. Etherton offensive rebound. Put back no good, but he's fouled on the way up.
Can't have that happen. Don't want to give St. Francis, especially a player like Etherton, extra chances down low. Make sure you put a body on him and box him out.
That gets us to our under 12 media timeout. 11:50 to go first half. Monmouth leads St. Francis 11-8. We'll step out for 60 seconds on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
11:50 to go first half. Monmouth leads St. Francis 11-8. We'll take a quick look with our buddy Matt Harmon at the Northeast Conference scoreboard.
Central Connecticut State leading Bryan right now with about 12 minutes to go in the first half, 14-7. All these games are in the first half. Robert Morris, the 8-1 start over FDU. It is Quinnipiac trailing Sacred Heart 19-18. LIU Brooklyn leading Mount St. Mary's 13-2. And St. Francis, New York off to a quick 7-2 start over Wagner.
Can imagine all those games as Etherton hit his first free throw. Also 7 o'clock start, so we're in line with the whole league action tonight as Etherton hit them both. Monmouth now leads 11-10. Keep an eye on those. That New York-Wagner game is interesting. See how for real the Terriers are this season. The Hawks have the ball, up by one. Marcus Ware will drive right baseline. His shot hits the bottom of the backboard, and it's pulled away by Wyatt. He loses it. Ed Waite dives to the ground. Wyatt dives. It's a loose ball. Bodies everywhere, and it squirts out to St. Francis. Ritter will now bring it up with 23 on the shot clock. He'll now swing it along the perimeter. New player checked in for the Red Flash. That's Tony Peters, junior from Roselle, New Jersey. He'll go to Ritter, who will momentarily lose it. Now get it back. Dribble to the left elbow. Down low to Peters. He loses it. Nesmith had the steal. Campbell will come away from the pack with it. His find to Myers. Kitt in transition for three is good. MU up by four.
Seven now for Mike Myers Kitt, and he's got three different kinds of baskets. An alley-oop, a mid-range jumper, and a three-pointer.
Showing the full arsenal, you could say.
Yep. Looking good so far tonight.
Hawks lead by four, 10:45 to go first half. Etherton will now go to Peters on the left wing. He'll dribble back to the top of the key. Swing it now over to Ritter, who will drive left baseline. Strong take, gets it to go.
Ritter, good-looking basketball player. Had that early injury. Doesn't seem to have any problems with that. Comes in averaging just about five a game.
Campbell, top of the key. Bounce past the Myers Kitt. They go to Ed Waite, left elbow. Ed spins. Kicks it out to Nesmith, but it's an offensive foul on Ed. Ritter took the charge as Ed spun into the floor instead of towards the baseline.
And didn't really, I think, realize that St. Francis had already rotated over defensively, coming with a double team. They played it perfectly. As you said, he spun into the lane, needed to really go the other way towards the baseline.
Irvin back on for the Red Flash. Monmouth leads St. Francis 14-12, 10:13 to go here in this first half. Wyatt will go to Etherton, about 30 feet from the basket. The big man hasn't dribbled yet, nowhere to go. Will now dribble over to the right wing. Tries to go backdoor, and he's called for traveling.
can always tell when bigger guys that aren't comfortable with the ball will struggle. It's usually when they're out of the top of the key, not down low, and then they have to put the ball down on the floor. You know, he didn't really have anybody to pass it to, so, you know, don't totally blame it on him. I would think one of the guards on his team, they have to go find the ball from him. Don't leave him exposed up at the top like that.
And I never understood why you'd even put the guy in that position. As Monmouth now has it, Nesmith around a screen will pull up from 12, no good. Ollie Jackson snares the rebound for St. Francis. They want to push to Irvin ahead of the pack. The lefty streaking, his shot no good, but he's fouled in transition.
That's a couple of times tonight we've seen in transition St. Francis a bit quicker getting down the floor than Monmouth. One time it was against Phil Waite. Etherington got the basket there. This time a foul on Marcus Ware, and he's got two early ones despite not starting in tonight's game.
So the lefty, Anthony Irvin, the junior from Chesterfield, Virginia. He went to Fork Union Military Academy. Hits the first free throw. He cuts that Monmouth lead to one as Austin Tillotson and Phil Waite check back into the game. Irvin on the season shoots free throws at 77%. As number 34, Storm Stanley, comes into the game for Coach Friday.
Sounds like a weather guy.
Is he destined to be a meteorologist?
I think he's got it written all over him, doesn't he?
You think his parents kind of picked out the job when they... It's like naming someone Jeeves. You're kind of earmarked for a certain position.
You will know weather as you get older.
Irvin hits them both. Thankfully, we've had good weather recently.
Great weather.
Like last season, knock on press row. 14-14 our game here with 9:25 to go in this first half. Deion Nesmith has the ball for Monmouth. Now Will Campbell, left wing. Swings it along the perimeter to Austin Tillotson. Into the corner, Marcus Ware. MU will play catch now right to left back the other way. It ends up to Will Campbell, who kicks it out to Tillotson. MU with seven on the shot clock. Austin picks up his dribble. Now Campbell has it with five. Will, pull-up jumper at the foul line. Is good.
That's a tough basket over the top of Wyatt, who had him played pretty well, but Campbell able to elevate just over the top and get the jumper to go off.
The Hawks up 16-14, 8:50 to go, first half. Wyatt, between the circles, will go to Tony Peters. He'll hand back for Wyatt, left wing with Campbell on him. Top of the key, it's Jackson around a screen for three. No good, way offside iron. Phil Waite pulls down the rebound for the Hawks. He goes to Nesmith. MU wants to run it up court. Nesmith gets it poked away from Irvin. Out of bounds, off of the red flash. It will remain Hawks basketball, 30 on the shot clock.
Well, Monmouth was able to weather a bad offensive start. Still a two-point lead right now as we're under the midway point of this first half. You know, we tried to stress at the beginning of the game, and I'm sure we will during the course of this one, the importance of this is absolutely huge for Monmouth. They've got to figure out a way to get a win here at home and continue to be relevant in the NAC standings.
Marcus Ware, pull up from the foul line. Short, no good. Irvin with the rebound. He now streaks it up court to Wyatt. Goes over to Jackson on the right wing. He'll get into the lane. Pull up from the right elbow. No good. Rebound, Deion Nesmith. Deion will now look to bring it up court in a hurry. Skip pass over to Campbell. He'll pop for three. That's good for Will. MU up 19-14.
We talked about Mike Myers' kid coming off the bench and giving some instant offense. Same thing so far for Will Campbell. A couple of nice baskets here on the last minute.
Next whistle gets us our under eight media timeout, and we've got a whistle. It's an offensive foul on Anthony Irvin. Credit Deion Nesmith working hard defensively, and Matt, the Hawks a bit of a run here.
Yeah, and it started a lot on the defensive end. You know, they've got a half dozen steals, I would say, so far on this night. And when you play good, hard defensive basketball, good things are going to happen.
We'll step out for 60 seconds with Monmouth leading St. Francis 19-14, 7:55 to go first half. And it's on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Seize the deal and save. Visit SeizeTheDeal.com and click on Jersey Shore to save 50 to 90% off the Shore's favorite restaurants, retailers, and more.
Today, burn off those holiday calories with 2 months of unlimited Jazzercise classes for just $39 from the Jazzercise Fitness Center of Wall.
You've only got till midnight tonight to seize this deal. So click SeizeTheDeal.com.
What's tomorrow's deal?
Be the first to know with daily emails from SeizeTheDeal.com.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
Monmouth leads the St. Francis Red Flash 19-14, 7:55 to go. First half, Eddie Acapinti alongside Matt Harmon, Phil Harding back in the studios, engineering this evening's broadcast. Matt, the Hawks started sluggish. Their defense has kind of helped them turn things around. They got a five-point lead.
Yeah, and it certainly defensively has been the key.
Campbell, another three. No good. Back iron. Took that one quickly. Loose ball comes down to Ritter.
No problem with Campbell taking that shot. He's feeling it a little bit. And you know that he can make that corner jumper.
He scores in a hurry, a high-volume guy. As Ritter gets free, he knocks over Phil Waite. Offensive foul on Cameron Ritter as the big man drew the charge.
Well, I mean, couple in the steals and the defensive pressure with a play like that, and you've got a solid defensive effort going for you. Now, it hasn't been the prettiest of games for either team, but if you're the one playing a bit better defense like Monmouth is right now, and you're getting players to draw charges, you at least will have an opportunity to hang around and win this game.
The Hawks lead by five. They have the basketball. Top of the key, it's Jesse Steele. Left-hand dribble. Tries to go down low to Ed Waite. It's kicked by Ritter. It'll be inbounded underneath the basket.
Ed Waite had a good seal that time on the low block, and I was expecting that ball to go in and then a quick move to the basket, but the kick stalled it.
The ball's worked around the perimeter. It makes its way to Jesse Steele, who travels before he can get started from the right corner.
Unforced error, fourth turnover of the night for Monmouth.
Just you could tell sometimes when the whistle's going to happen. When a player looks like he travels, a lot of times, even if he didn't, he's going to get called for it. Irvin around a screen on the right wing. Goes top of the key to Ritter. They swing it over to Jackson. Around a screen from Etherton. Picks up his dribble. Now goes back to Ritter. 16 on the shot clock. They go to Irvin. He goes around a screen from Etherton. Pick and roll basketball. Etherton on the right corner. His skip pass to Jackson. Three from the left corner is good for Ollie Jackson.
Good immediate pressure on the ball, but then Jackson kind of got lost in the corner.
But now he comes up with a steal. He takes one away from Ed Waite. Hands for Irvin. Behind the back for Taylor, who dunks it with two hands. That's fancy.
That's a way to run the break on a steal. Get down the floor in a hurry. That time PA had a three-on-one, and it was Taylor to get the basket.
19-19. Now your score. A quick 5-0 St. Francis run with 6:29 to go in the first half has squared this game up. And this is the St. Francis team that we saw early December in Loretto. Hot shooting from outside and opportunistic on the defensive end.
Well, you know, they're our team, I think, to figure out, because you would think that after you lost your best player in the second game of the year and Umar Shannon, you would probably struggle during the course of this year. But they've got some athletes on there. And we just saw right there a good example. Three guys getting down the floor and unselfish. I mean, any of those three guys that touched the basketball could have shot it. Taylor was the one who got it, but the ball got worked around pretty quick with two quick passes off the steal from Ollie Jackson.
And they're all similar players. The point guard through the small forward are all about 6'4", 6'5", long, and allows him to switch defenses, which Coach Friday does. Here they're in a bit of a matchup. We've seen a 1-3-1. We've seen man. Now Monmouth will try to answer. Nesmith, baseline drive. His shot blocked partially. Knocked out of bounds off Marcus Ware. That'll give it back to St. Francis, where the Campbell three was a good shot early. That wasn't a great shot from Dion.
No, not needed. I mean, it was kind of an awkward take to the basket. I like the idea of driving and getting to the hole, but don't force things up.
Ritter drives, kicks one out. Irvin, three from the right corner. No good. Back iron. The rebound comes down to Taylor, but they'll call him for a foul for pushing Mike Myers' kit. That foul is St. Francis' fifth here in the first half.
Couple of fouls for Ollie Jackson and two for Marcus Ware. They're the only players that are in any kind of foul problems here in the first half.
Under six to go now, first half. We're all square at 19 as the Monmouth five is Steele, Nesmith, and Campbell. Marcus Ware and Mike Myers' kit. Mike has the basketball on the right wing. Will left-hand dribble now. Skip it over to Jesse Steele. 20 on the shot clock. Jesse will try to go into the corner. Jackson with a steal. Two-on-one if they hurry. Ritter will go one-on-one with Steele. His floater is no good, and Marcus Ware pulls down the rebound, trailing the play. Marcus's outlet pass is actually caught by my partner, Matt Harmon, which he was wide open, and that'll give it back to St. Francis. Good catch, partner.
I was almost in shooting range. It was a quick catch, and I was going to look quickly to the basket. I was in range.
You were shot ready.
Absolutely. Catch and shoot. Catch and shoot.
That's the book on you.
Hey, in limited minutes, you do what you can do.
Got a nice mock applause from one guy behind us. I was calling for more, but they don't realize. That takes skill to talk and catch at the same time. Fortunately, the Hawks weren't able to do it, as that turnover will give it back now to St. Francis. They'll operate with 22 on the shot clock. Irvin will dump it down low to John Taylor. Skip pass to Etherton from the right wing. He'll put it on the floor, drop around Ware. His layup, no good, wave it away. An offensive foul as Nesmith stuck his nose in there to draw the charge.
Well, that's a bad decision by a good basketball player in Etherton. I think he needed to realize that defensively that time, Monmouth was stacked up pretty well. Credit Nesmith on
And we apologize for the brief technical issues, and I know we're coming through not as clear as normal. Got a nice low rate. What we'll do at the next timeout, which happens in 30 seconds, we will reconnect for Phil back in the studios. And again, everyone, just bear with us. Brief technical issues. MU leading 21-19. And St. Francis tries to tie it up and can as Taylor knocks over Tillotson. So probably the last two things the listening public heard, Matt, back-to-back offensive fouls on St. Francis.
I mean, how many times if you're PA are you going to do the same thing? A couple of times now they're just not realizing that Monmouth has good position down low. And we've seen a bunch of guys draw charges tonight. Nesmith, Tillotson, and Phil Waite. So everyone getting involved defensively.
Again, everyone, please stay tuned. I know Matt and I are not as clear as we normally are. We will be in a couple of seconds. 4:10 to go in this first half. The Hawks lead by two. Again, we'll reconnect at the timeout. Monmouth with the basketball. Campbell, top of the key. We'll go over to Myers' kit. He's wide open for three. Mike's shot, no good. Back iron. The rebound to Etherton. Kind of knocked Wyatt, his own player, over, and it happened in slow motion. But the red flash will bring it up left to right. As Etherton will now dribble drive and hand off for Cameron Ritter. Around a ball screen from Taylor. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Now Irvin on the left wing. We'll go back to Ritter. They'll try to get Taylor down low. He's got Campbell on him on the switch. Baseline righty hook is good to tie the game.
I mean, St. Francis PA would sign for that matchup as many times as they can get it. That's impossible for Will Campbell to have to play someone as big as Taylor.
Will now has it from three. Left wing. Try to answer. No good. The ball batted against the backboard, and Ritter pulls it down for the red flash. They can take the lead with a basket here with 3:15 to go in this first half. Etherton puts it on the floor, drives all the way, shot missed, no good. Myers' kit with the rebound. It's a three-on-three for MU. Tillotson, in transition, will drive baseline, have it be blocked by Ritter, scramble to the ground, bodies fly, jump ball situation, will give it, rather it will stay with the Hawks, and that'll get us our under four media timeout. We'll step out for 1 minute with 3 minutes remaining in the first half. We're all tied up at 21 on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, which isn't surprising since every major credit card company has nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up with those minimum payments, which can take up to 30 years to pay off. But thanks to a powerful program that's available nationwide, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are Credit Guard of America, a nationwide nonprofit organization helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for the last 20 years. Call 800-670-5360. The call and information are free.
I cut my monthly payments by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-670-5360 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-670-5360. That's 800-670-5360. Again, 800-670-5360.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Back with you courtside at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Again, everybody, we apologize for the brief technical issues. Stay with us. as Monmouth has the basketball now, all tied up at 21. Campbell around a screen for three, knocks it down, and the Hawks now go up by three.
Well, Campbell's had good and bad so far tonight, but it has been more good than bad. 8 points on three jump shots.
MU leads 24-21 with 2:40 to go here in the first half. Etherton has it in the corner. They now go up top. Ritter, they play catch and go back to Wyatt. Back to Ritter, top of the key. Again, stay tuned at halftime. We'll get the NEC notebook. Nice little addition from the conference, as well as scores and stats. As Etherton, from the left baseline, knocks down a jumper to cut Monmouth's lead to one. I'm looking forward to hearing Paul Dottino's voice at halftime.
We didn't realize we were doing that. Nice little feature to keep everyone up to date with what's going on. We'll do scores from the league as well.
Take a look at the top 25 as well. As MU almost turned it over, and now it looks as though they may. Ritter and Tillotson dive to the ground. Bodies hit the deck. Jump ball situation. We'll now give it back to St. Francis.
Couple of unforced errors tonight. That's the eighth turnover of the evening for Monmouth, and a couple of them have been just with no real pressure. Got to take care of the basketball. You know, possessions are always key. Doesn't matter if it's in the first half or the second. Take advantage of opportunities when you have them.
Tillotson tried to entry pass to Phil Wade. Looked as though Phil just lost it. And then it got batted around. As MU now sits in his zone for the first time tonight with a one-point lead. And a minute and 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Etherton momentarily gets free down low. He tries to bounce it to Taylor. He kicked it. As now it ends up back into Irvin's hands. They skip it now. It's Earl Brown on the right baseline. Left-hand dribble. Backs down Nesmith. They go back up top to Ritter. 10 on the shot clock. Ritter skip pass to Irvin. He'll catch from the left wing. And he'll travel before he could get the pass up to Etherton, and that'll give it back to the Hawks.
Pretty good pressure that time by Monmouth in a bunch of different ways. Nesmith had sealed off his man down low, then Steele rotating over pretty quick, causing that travel.
Earl Brown was in for all of about 8 seconds. He'll take a seat now. Peters will check back in. Ollie Jackson will check back in with 1:26 to go here in the first half.
That's when you got to wonder, like, why did they even go in?
And if I was the player, the coach, at least let me get a little bead of sweat going.
You can give me something. Keep my warm-up on if I knew I was going to do that.
Will Campbell will drive baseline for the Hawks. He loses it. Another unforced error, and Etherton comes up with a steal. He'll now hand off. Now he'll keep it right wing. He goes down low, Peters. Peters with Phil Wade on him. He'll dribble back out. 60 seconds to go first half. Crosses over with the left hand. Skips it out. Jackson for three. No good. Etherton bats the rebound out as Nesmith is now guarding Scott Etherton. That's an awful matchup for the Hawks.
But it's a fairly small lineup on the floor right now for Monmouth, so someone has to take him. And now Phil Wade picks him up on the switch.
And Etherton, really just an ill-got drive. He loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to St. Francis. He could have been called for a charge or a kick, and it just ended up going out of bounds.
Well, he was
Etherton
hoping,
looks a little hurt.
He was hoping that Phil Wade was going to get called for a foul. I think Etherton actually ran into Wade's elbow with his head,
which will feel more like a foul. Coach Don Friday having a word with the official. It didn't seem like Phil committed a foul, as there's about a 3.5-second differential between the game and the shot clock. About 20 on the shot clock right now as Steele dribbles between the circles, right on the wing of the Hawk to bring this first half clock down. MU leading 24-23, so they should get most likely the last shot of the half. Steal. Pull up two, instead he'll kick it out to Nesmith. Dion tries to go back to Jesse, and Ritter knocks it out of bounds with 2 seconds showing on the shot clock.
Well, time enough to set something up off an inbounds play to get at least a good look at the basket for Monmouth.
Nesmith will inbound. He'll get it into Campbell. Will have to pop from three straight away. No good. Side iron. Etherton stopped playing. Myers Kitt. Offensive rebound. His putback is no good. And St. Francis is very fortunate that the Hawks could not capitalize on that play. And MU, Matt, goes into halftime up one.
Don Friday chasing after Etherton. I think looking for an explanation as to why he stopped playing. The only thing I can think of is that he looked at the shot game clock that's up on the basket and saw two and thought there was only 2 seconds left in the on the game clock rather than the shot clock. Or, quite honestly, he looks like he could be a little disorientated from taking that elbow from before. He doesn't look like he's all there right now.
Probably not the best thing to have someone yelling at you then.
Well, you would think. I mean, I think his coach realized that he was a little shaken up, so he might have been running after him to find out, hey, are you okay? Because if you are, then I'm on explanation as to why you stopped playing with 3 seconds still on the clock.
Not exactly the prettiest first half of basketball we've seen. The Will Campbell's 8 points lead Monmouth as we go into intermission with the Hawks leading St. Francis 24-23. What we'll do now is, Will, you get Twizzlers delivered to you at halftime?
Every home game.
Oh, my goodness. I got to get a better hookup. I won't even. I'll put me outro. You're good. Have a Twizzler.
I'm gonna.
What we'll do right now, Phil, is we'll send it directly to the NEC notebook. You'll hear Paul Dottino take you around the Northeast Conference. Then we'll take a two-minute timeout, and Matt and myself will have scores from the league in the top 25 and first half stats, and it'll all be with you here on your halftime at your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino with the NEC Notebook presented by Choice Hotels. To learn how you can save 15% on your next stay, visit northeastconference.org and click on the corporate partners link. LIU goes into the weekend in first place, getting a lift from NEC co-player of the week, Julian Boyd. He averaged 21 points and 8 rebounds per game as the Blackbirds improved to 6-0 in conference play. He also scored his 1,000th career point in a victory over Fairleigh Dickinson. He's joined on the honor roll by Sacred Heart Shane Gibson, who averaged nearly 28 points over the week. Let's send out a high five to Central Connecticut State's Ken Horton. The reigning NEC Player of the Year has become the Blue Devils' all-time scoring leader. And how about Dan Hurley and the Wagner Seahawks, who are ranked number 20 in the College Insider mid-major poll? You can catch two of the NEC's finest in action this Saturday on ESPNU when LIU crosses the Verrazano Bridge to take on Wagner at 7 p.m. And don't forget, you can keep track of all the scores, stats, and standings all season long at northeastconference.org.
Are you really comfortable with your finances and confident about your retirement years?
Can you be certain you won't outlive your money or lose it to a nursing home?
Hi, this is Jeannie Richards. Please join Bob and me every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Managing Your Money, brought to you by EPA Financial Services Corp.
With over 30 years' experience in financial planning, we can help you plan your future, protect your assets, and invest wisely.
Experts predict that managing your money will only get harder in the coming years.
So call us today for a free initial consultation to see if we can help you achieve your goals.
Call us at 286-1000. We'd love to hear from you. That's 732-286-1000. 286-1000.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, rosters, stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit EnvisionEyeCare.com.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Halftime here at the MAC. Monmouth leading St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 24-23. Hawks have put up a very solid defensive effort, matching a season low by an opponent. Fordham had 23 up on the board back on the 10th of December earlier this season. Thanks to Greg Viscomi popping that quick stat up for me. Always good to see the big guy here at courtside. Scoreboard time here in the Northeast Conference. These games are at the half just as we are here in West Long Branch. Central Connecticut State leading Bryant by a score of 31-20. Robert Morris 27, FDU 26. That's certainly a surprise as FDU still looking for their first win of the NEC season. Quinnipiac on top of Sacred Heart, 33-31. LIU Brooklyn with a 13-point advantage right now. Late first half over Mount St. Mary's, 33-20. High-scoring game so far up in Brooklyn. You'd expect that. St. Francis, New York leads Wagner 36-31. So in a lot of games, tight scores, just as it is here with Monmouth leading St. Francis, Pennsylvania 24-23. And that's what you would expect in the NEC, I think, this year on most nights. Top 25 activity. One game is at the half right now. It is number 4 Duke leading Wake Forest in the ACC, 45-32. Just four other games involving top 25 teams tonight, one of which in the ACC that starts at 8 o'clock. Number 15, Virginia on the road at Georgia Tech. One other ACC game tonight. Number 8, North Carolina with a 9 o'clock tip down in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech, a team that Monmouth saw earlier this year. 9 o'clock start of the Big Ten. It's number 22, Illinois, on the road in Penn State. And also a bit later on tonight, it'll be number 24, St. Mary's, welcoming in Pepperdine, a 10 p.m. start out in California. Here in West Long Branch, Monmouth 24, St. Francis, Pennsylvania 23. We will step out and take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back with more of the halftime. We'll do some stats and some thoughts on this one so far tonight. Monmouth trying to hold on, get a big win at home, get themselves back into the thick of the NEC race. 24-23 our score. We're back with more Monmouth basketball on your source for Monmouth Hoops, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out YouTube.com/Monmouth Hawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at GoMUHawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? Hi, I'm Cheryl Mathis. Are you ready for a new Berber in your family room? A beautiful hardwood floor in your dining room? Or maybe you need a whole house of Stainmaster carpet and a new floor in your kitchen. Either way, Smart Carpet and Flooring has it all. And the best part is, Smart Carpet and Flooring brings the selection and the savings to you. Shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices on great brands like Bruce, Quickstep, Congoleum, Shaw, Mohawk, and more. Plus, you'll get our legendary service and installation. We'll even move your furniture. Just call 1-800-526-RUGS. A professional and courteous representative from Smart Carpet and Flooring will come to your home, measure and lay out your job for free, and let you choose from thousands of colors and styles. So if you're ready to save time and money on your next carpet and flooring purchase, call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We are back here at the half where Monmouth leading St. Francis, Pennsylvania by a score of 24-23. Run you through some stats. First for St. Francis, Scott Etherton with 8 points to lead the Red Flash so far in this first half. 6 for John Taylor, 5 points for Ollie Jackson, 2 points apiece for Cameron Ritter and Anthony Irvin. That all of the points and all of them coming from the starting lineup, a game total so far of 23. The Red Flash, 9 of 22, shooting the ball from the floor for about 41%. They have struggled from outside, just 1 of 8, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 17 total rebounds, 7 assists, 14 turnovers. They have not handled the ball well so far tonight, 4 blocks and 5 steals. For Monmouth, 8 points off the bench from Will Campbell, 7 from Mike Myers' kit. 2 points apiece for Austin Tillotson, Jesse Steele, Deion Nesmith, and Phil Waite. 1 point for Ed Waite, 24 total in the game so far for MU. 10 of 29 from the floor, 34.5%, 3 of 10 from the outside, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 15 total rebounds, 7 assists, 9 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 4 steals. Points in the paint, Mom at the edge there, 10-8. Off of turnovers, MU the advantage in that one, 12-5, and off the bench, a big advantage. We mentioned the 8 points from Will Campbell, 7 from Mike Myers' kit. 15 total off the bench for MU, and no points off the bench for St. Francis so far. The Red Flash, their biggest lead has been by 2. Monmouth's biggest lead of the night has been by 5. That's our story right now at the Mac and West Long Branch. Monmouth 24, St. Francis 23. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie Acapinti rejoins us for the call of half number 2. Monmouth up by 1 from West Long Branch. We break on the Shore Sports Network.